It's Thursday, May 5th, and welcome to episode 13 of Delicious Talk.
Hi, I'm Nadine.
I'm Anika.
And this is Shelley.
And you're listening to episode 13 of Delicious Talk. And tonight we're going to just dive right in because we have so many hot topics this week.
Yes.
Starting with...
definitely a busy, busy last few days.
Yes. We're going to start with the death of Osama bin Laden on Sunday night. And where were you guys when you heard the news? Because it's like one of those moments, like when Kennedy was assassinated, when OJ was found not guilty. Everybody knows where they were. Where were you?
I was watching Celebrity Apprentice.
Me too.
Yeah. And I was sleeping. I got the news in the morning.
How boring.
Shame on you.
Yes. So it was weird for me. I opened up my computer and, you know, the first thing that, you know, Apple sends you to the Apple site. I'm like, whoa, Bin Laden is dead? You know? And my cousin's like, yeah, didn't you hear that? And I was like, man, you know, I was totally caught off guard by it, but it was lackluster for me. How did you feel?
At first, when I was on Twitter and watching Celebrity Apprentice, and I first heard about it on Twitter, that the president was going to make a new, because you know you hear everything on Twitter, and the president was going to be making giving a press conference and making an announcement shortly, and I'm looking at the clock, I'm like, it's like 10:30, what is he going to say, you know? Mm-hmm. So then, you know, Apprentice was going on, and all of a sudden, they break in. The local news station, NBC, breaks in, and, you know, President Obama is expected to make an announcement concerning Osama bin Laden, and that's how I heard it. Then they started reporting that, oh, he's going to announce that Osama bin Laden is dead, and how the word spread, because he had to notify members of Congress first, and mm-hmm. then they tell people, and it gets out.
Yeah.
But how I heard.
How did you, Anika, where were you?
I was home watching The Apprentice.
Apprentice
and
at as first, well?
Yeah, and at first, I heard that, you know, President Obama had to make an announcement. I'm like, what kind of announcement does he have to make? Because it was right when they were getting ready to go in the boardroom and they were getting ready to. why now? Why can't they wait? And then that came on. And I guess how I felt, I mean, I felt like it was a long time coming. I didn't ever think that he would be found. Honestly.
Me too. Me too. I thought, almost 10.
Yeah. Well, I'm of the mind that the Bush administration was never looking for him because the Bush family and the Bin Laden family are in business partners. Mm-hmm. So I know that's a controversial thing, but I believe that. I don't believe that the Bush administration was ever looking for Osama bin Laden. And so I'm not surprised that Obama was able to find and you know, put it to bed relatively quickly.
How did you both feel when you saw the reaction from the public? What type of emotions did that stir up?
I didn't feel any emotion in that regard. Mm-hmm. When I saw everybody celebrating and the crowds growing around the White House and in New York, you know, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know me, my mind works very differently than everybody else.
No, I don't know if we're on the same page with this, but as I watched them rejoice, mm-hmm. and I'm sure most of our listeners will probably totally disagree with this statement, but I'm going to be real. I'm going to be honest with my emotions right now or how I feel about it. I understand, you know, that it probably closed a chapter. Like they feel vindicated. Because they lost people in 9/11, mm-hmm. but I couldn't help feeling like, whoa, someone died, and I remember feeling the same way when I was watching the Twin Towers burn. I sat there feeling I was bawling my eyes out, empathizing with those people and those families. And granted, my emotions was nowhere, you know, close to what I felt on 9/11, but I still felt like this is a life.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't looking at it like that so much as I'm thinking more from a conspiracy theory type thing, because it's like, when you look at everything, we could be being duped. We don't know man.
I thought about that too.
The way my mind works, I'm like thinking, okay, he doesn't speak English. When he puts out these videos and he's speaking Arabic or whatever language they speak, and they're translating it and telling us, oh, he's rejoicing over 9/11. He's saying this, he's saying that. How do we really know that's what this man is saying? He could be telling a recipe how to make dinner, you know? So, I mean, it's the general belief is we believe what our government says. We believe what the international press says, that this man is the enemy of the United States and he wants to kill Americans and he orchestrated 9/11. But we don't have first-hand knowledge of that.
Don't get it twisted. Don't think that America's hands are clean in all of this that's going on. People just don't want to kill us for no reason.
Well,
you know
that's true too. But I'm just saying they're rejoicing because they feel like an enemy of America has been put down, and that someone who harmed a lot of us, justice has been done. So they're not rejoicing because somebody's dead. Let's rejoice.
No,
but they feel like
man
was killed.
Some of the interviews I've seen. Mm-hmm. No, these people. It's like vengeance is theirs, and
well,
they
that's
got
what
it.
I'm saying, because they believe he killed. He wants to kill him. He's an enemy. So people don't cry when their enemy is murdered, you know? I don't know.
I just sat there. I felt, this is different.
Well, I wasn't rejoicing. Like, my mom was, I woke her up to tell her about it. And then we started watching the news and, you know, watching the crowds build around the White House and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was saying, good, good, good. And I'm just sitting there like, okay.
Yeah, like.
I still don't know if Osama bin Laden is, you know, what they say is. I mean, you know, I can accept that like everybody else, but I don't know that. I haven't heard. He didn't speak English. And that's just how my mind works. So he may be what they say he is, but I don't have firsthand knowledge of that. So I can't really get behind it all. That's all I'm saying. But, you know, I do think Obama will definitely win re-election now.
Yeah.
It was ironic, though, but Shelley, they had Sarah Palin made a comment. I saw it.
I didn't see it. I saw
the clip.
She makes me cringe. Like, every time she goes to open up her mouth, it's like, you know when you know someone's going to say some bullshit? Like, I just want to turn my TV off because it's such nonsense. And what's so scary about it is that she has a following. And these people really are, I don't know what merit this woman has. Like,
yeah, we've talked about Sarah Palin before.
Ironically, though, in this particular situation, you'd probably be happy to hear she had with everything with the whole Osama bin Laden thing, she congratulated Bush for, why would you do that? And then she didn't even say, well, okay, also President Obama, she didn't even mention him.
Here's what she said. She said, we thank our president and we thank President Bush because in other words, the intelligence the Bush administration garnered, the Obama administration carried on and carried on with that. So she's basically, which is, I think, the Republicans' way of spinning it, is to say Bush gave waterboarding and all the torturing led to information that the Obama administration used to find bin Laden, which is total nonsense. But of course, we expect that. I expect that from the Republican Party.
But the people at the bottom, you know how people usually comment about the article?
Mm-hmm.
It was ironic that someone said, whatever happened to United? I mean, you need to give your president some kind of, you know, credit. And then
but
some
that's
people
the
are
thing.
Like,
Anika, have you ever seen a presidency where this man is so blatantly disrespected? You know, I don't, and no one is talking about it. None of these media or journalists, or they're not talking about it.
Well, they will bring up President Bush's administration and how people were doing him while he was in.
There's a difference. You know, I can expect people saying, oh, they don't agree with this president. Oh, you're an idiot. You're this, you're that. Okay, we all have our
own. Yeah, but Michael Moore made a whole movie bashing him while he was in office. So they will bring those things up and say, come on, you know, Bush was done worse. Who's making a movie bashing Obama? You know?
trust me. That's because they don't have any anything to go off of right now.
They make it up. He was born in Kenya. They just make stuff up.
BS from Donald Trump. Have you ever seen a more egotistical human being?
Did you see the White House Correspondents' Dinner?
Did you see that?
That was great.
I love that.
That was great. But at the same time, how are these news, like, you know, the Today Show or your girl, your favorite show, Nadine, The View. Why are they letting this man on to spew his venom? I don't get it. You want this man to show his papers? Show your papers is what you're saying, Mr. President. Show your papers.
Donald Trump, like the president said, he's a carnival barker. He didn't call him that directly, but he was referring to him.
I understand that, but come on. And then when he did release the birth certificate, which I don't think he should have done, he should have told Donald to go and you know what.
no, we're not going to do that.
He should not have shown his papers, because I feel like, yo, you stooped to his level. You came down. You came down to his nonsense. And then after the birth certificate was released, this man calls a press conference, you know, praising himself that he was the only one that could make Obama do this. And that just it was a gateway to attacking him in other areas. Like, oh, did he really graduate from Harvard? I want to see his transcripts. Are you serious?
Well, I don't think he was serious. He was just looking to make attention for himself. He's a media whore. And he loves to, he's very shallow. And Barbara Walters has said this because, you know, you speak about why he's on The View, because, you know, him and Barbara Walters are schmoozers. But she did say that she got his office. She said, Donald, if you're going to run for president, you need to build up a thicker skin, because when they talk about him on The View, if they say anything like Whoopi, his office calls them and is like, you know, basically saying they need to apologize. They need to this, they need to that. So it's like, he's very, very shallow in that way and vain. So when President Obama did him the way he did at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, he was sitting there and you could tell he was PO'd.
He was hot.
Yes.
He was embarrassed. He was embarrassed, especially the part when he, you know, he takes the time to go into the Celebrity Apprentice and how, you know, they didn't do well with the Omaha Steaks. And you knew how to handle that. And yeah, that's the kind of decision that would keep me up at night.
I was listening to the Gail
King
show.
No, my favorite part was when he had the Lion King and said he had the tape of his birth. And
that was funny. But I love Donald.
I like the picture. He was like, what would the White House look like with Donald in it? And they showed the picture of the White House blinked out.
Looking like something in Vegas. And not only that, but did you see the look on Donald's face? Sometimes he tried to smile and act like, you know, like at the celebrity roast, act like it wasn't bugging him. But he was embarrassed. You could tell because they got him. He is a carnival barker. Where's your balls to juggle in the air, Donald? We want to see some more tricks.
It was funny. When I was listening to Gail King, she was like, oh my God. After like the third or fourth joke, I told myself, don't look at him. Don't look. Just don't look.
People were looking at it though. Like, I saw a couple people just staring at him the whole time to see his reaction. The people around him, if you watch the video, they're just looking at Donald. They're not even looking at President Obama.
His toupee slipped a little bit. His toupee kind of went to the left a little bit.
It's just a horrible pullover.
Yeah, it's his hair. But he does it because it's his signature. If he changed it, you know.
But I must say, President Obama does have a great sense of humor. And, you know, I must give it to him, but sometimes I get so angry for him.
Yeah. But I think he's fine. He handles it. Because if you saw him and him and the First Lady on Oprah, when on Monday, I think it aired, he was, you know, she was explaining. That's how he is all the time. He's calm. He doesn't, you know, people want him to get angry at stuff and react. Yeah. Even me, I want to see him.
Can you imagine if he did get riled up? Oh, he'll just be another black angry man.
Exactly. But yeah, but yeah, I think, you know, it's true that it's very good that he's able to stay calm. And I think he's very smart. We underestimate him sometimes.
No. I just, you know, I get, like I said, and it's just me, I get mad for him. I want to call him curse Donald out for him. You know, and I like Donald Trump on a regular, you know, but I just feel like he's going overboard now. It's
well,
like,
my opinion of Donald has changed since this birther issue. Yeah. I really thought it made him drop a few notches in my esteem, because I think he really sunk a few levels and kind of exposed himself to be a really vain man. And I really didn't get that from him before.
Yeah, I always thought of him as a really good businessman. But now it's like, it's skewed now.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on greed, with you, Donald. Maybe it's old age.
It
something's
is.
Going on.
It and is. Greed.
But did you see the Oprah interview?
I did. I enjoyed it.
Me too.
I really enjoyed it. I really didn't like what the First Lady was wearing, but, you know.
I don't even remember what she was wearing.
Leave Michelle alone.
I love Michelle. Her hair looked fabulous, but the dress, I was like, come on, Michelle, could have done better. But I do enjoy seeing them together. There's definitely camaraderie there that seems genuine.
There's
and I like seeing them together.
Yeah.
I also want to see that between the Bushes too, when they're together. I like seeing them together as well. George Bush and Lara.
Barbara keeps him afloat.
Who?
Barbara.
You're talking about Daddy Bush.
No,
we're
Daddy
talking
Bush.
About
I'm talking about Bush.
George W.
George W.
Oh, Laura. My
yeah.
Lord,
yeah. And you know what? I must say, George W. is a guy I'd love to hang out with.
No, I like
not
him.
Not as a president, but as a guy,
like
he's funny.
Yeah.
He'd probably funny buy you a lot of drinks. He looks like he has a lot of drinks, you know?
He's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Okay, but so let's move on. Did you see Celebrity Apprentice this week and NeNe's blow up at Star?
She went overboard, though.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Way overboard.
I mean, Star did deserve it, but my gosh, she made herself look really hood.
Yes.
Hood.
And I just think there's a time and a place, and I don't think that, you know, we have seen Star do anything that warranted that. Remember last week I said I hope Star did something that warrants that kind of blow up in front of Donald and the executive, you know? And I don't think she did. For her to just say that Star is conniving and manipulative and blah, blah, blah.
She didn't really have a specific story.
Exactly. There wasn't any real specific offense. It's like, okay, so she's conniving. Well, she's there to play. She's a lawyer. You know what I mean? Everybody's there to try to win and be strategic. So I didn't really get that. I thought she really
such
did.
The word is tact, though, Nadine.
Exactly.
You can tell me off in an intelligent way without being hood with a capital H.
And in front of people, the cameras, Donald Trump was standing there. It's one thing if, you know, you go off one-on-one. It's another thing when you do it in front of everybody.
I really want to know, I think that's why they lost. I don't think that man really, from his culture, I think that was very disrespectful. You saw that he was looking at her like, oh my God.
Yeah, they were all looking at her like
doing this.
It was bad.
It was embarrassing.
But what did you think about LaToya coming back?
I thought I was very proud of her because she stood her ground. And how could he deny her? You did not give me a specific reason, a valid reason as to why you fired me.
Because he only fired her so that he could keep Star and NeNe together.
Yeah.
It was Star who should have been fired. So I think that's why he brought LaToya back. Because like he said, he's never done it before, brought back somebody who he fired. And, you know, but we'll see. I do have a new respect for LaToya Jackson, though.
So do I. I really do. I really, honestly, she says a lot about her. She actually won a lot of money for her charity. Whereas I think if you really were to put the scorecards together, has Nene made money for her charity?
I think she lost. Did she win her task or did she lose?
No, she lost it. She hasn't won any money for her charity.
Oh, wow. So maybe she's doing the drama so she can stay on because she knows that's what keeps the TV ratings up.
Nene is trying to get her own show. Fired.
Yeah, I think so. But her 15 minutes of fame is up because I heard that from what I'm hearing is that what you see is what you get, that she doesn't. You remember she was doing Extra or Entertainment Tonight and she got into it with Lindsay Lohan's dad. So it's like they were looking at her like, oh, my gosh, are you really arguing with this man on this interview?
It all goes back to you can take them out of the you know where, but can't take the hood out of them.
Well, that's true, too. But I just think sometimes they overplay their hand for the cameras. It's like they go a little overboard because they're playing to the camera. True. They know the camera's running, you know? So there you go. Reality TV.
We're not going to give Nene any more minutes on our show today.
How about Shania Twain?
Oh my God.
Interview. She was on Oprah this week. And yeah. I thought that was a very powerful interview. And I'll just jump in and say, wow, what happened to her? Wow, with the boy, with the husband and the best friend. I really got the impression, hold on, because I know you're going to probably jump all over me for this. But I got the impression that if that mutt guy came back, she would run back right to him. She is so hurt over it. She would run back to him.
As I'm watching it and I'm feeding my daughter, I'm talking to my babysitter and I'm like, what the F? Is it me? Because I would have punched that you know what in her face and his face. Like, you don't do that to your best friend.
And she changed her number. I'd hunt her down.
And they were playing her for a fool.
I thought it was so funny when she was like, yeah, I wrote her a letter. As she was reading it, I'm just rolling my eyes like, this is the most pathetic letter I have ever heard.
Well, she admitted to it. She copped to it.
She did, but that's what's so funny about my girl Oprah.
But was it me or was she kind of short with her? I felt there were certain ends. If you go back and replay when she said she kind of, I don't know if she was just cutting her off or I don't know. Oprah just had this.
Oprah does cut people off. That's one of her.
She got to stay on track. She got commercials. She got a lot of bills to pay.
That's true too. But sometimes she interrupts at the wrong time.
Kind of meaning a little bit on that.
I didn't think she was mean. I think she was like she was trying to keep the time and she was trying to get all her questions in. But here's the thing, Shania, reading that interview, I mean that letter that she wrote takes a lot of guts. I give her props for that. Because most people would never, you know,
it does. But you know why? That's because she's over it now. She's over it. It's past.
It's past, and she's with the other woman, the girlfriend's husband. But and I understand how that came about because they were both cheated on by, you know.
Yeah.
But I still feel if Mutt wants her back, Mutt can't. We'll get her back.
And what kind of name is Mutt?
Well, that's not his real name. That's a nickname. Well, he's a Mutt Dog.
Mutt Dog. That's exactly what I'm thinking. What was so
special about that girl? That's what I want to know. What was so special about her?
Shelly, if you see the Mutt. Oh, my God. I Googled him because I just had to see what this man looks like.
He's not
if
cute.
You see this Mutt. He is
really
much older.
Like a Mutt.
Oh, my gosh. He looks like a hippie. I mean, he just does not look. I mean, of course, we don't go by looks, but just to look at him, you would think, wow.
But she's been with him for a long time. You know.
Yes, she was. I know. So, I know. And I understand. That's the father of her child. They were married for 14 years. She loves him. And I feel that if he made a playback for her, he'd get her back.
I don't think the marriage between the Mutt and the... I was going to say something, but I won't say it.
I think her name's Marianne.
The Mutt and the S. And the long. We might have younger viewers.
Our listeners.
I liked when Oprah said to her, so you don't blame your ex-husband. Because that's what it sounds like. You don't blame the husband.
You blame her more.
the man that you exchange vows with. To me, it's like they are both in the wrong. You should hold them both at the same level. But
women, that's not uncommon. Most women are quicker to forgive the man than the woman. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because it's the man that they love. Her
too, because I think when my heart sank was when she said, she kept saying, you know, like she'd say, I was talking to Shelly and I kept saying, Shelly, do you notice anything wrong with
her? Oh, man.
You know, he's just acting. And you knew darn well that you were sleeping with this girl's husband. What kind of person are you? You kill me. Those type of people, I feel like you'll kill me in my sleep.
People, exactly. And people have killed over that type of thing. Remember Betty Broderick? Betty Broderick, the woman who ran her husband down in the hotel parking lot with the car and dragged his body around. People, I mean, Shania just, she had a meltdown and went in the shower or whatever, but some people have killed.
She had a good therapist. I know she had to go to therapy for that.
Oh my God. It was terrible. That was terrible what they did. And if you guys are listening to Delicious Talk, Mutt and Marianne, shame on you. Okay? That was not nice.
I hope you really get stuck like glue with crazy glue.
Okay, move on to Jesse James.
Oh!
Why is he still relevant? Why do we care how he's doing since the breakup with Sandra Bullock?
What he did to America's sweetheart. How dare you?
Why and then is he Jesse went James still?
Ooh.
And then the thing that really bugs me about him is when they asked him why he doesn't mention baby Louie in his new book that he's promoting, his autobiography or whatever, he doesn't say a word about the baby that him and Sandra adopted. And he says, oh, it was too painful. I'm like, right. It's too painful to write about baby Louie.
Yeah, right. Baby Lou is going to grow up and beat you up.
Come on. I mean, really. They found pictures of him posing with Nazi, you know, the swastika and whatnot.
Are you serious? I didn't hear
that. No, a spoof that he did, because my husband and I used to watch his show on TV, and it was a spoof he did when people were saying, oh, he's a Nazi and... Long story. He's not into that.
No. Well, his new girlfriend, she's not cute.
The one with the Kat tattoos.
Von D. Yeah, she ain't cute.
Oh, please, I'm over him. Next.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Moving on. Moving right along now.
So, royal wedding. Of course, it took place.
I didn't like her dress. I'm just being honest.
I thought it was. It suited the occasion for her. I did. I thought it was classic.
I liked her dress, but I think her sister upstaged her.
She sure did. Pippa. Pippa the Ripper.
I didn't even see any of that.
Her sister's matron dress was white, which I was surprised. I'm like, I never seen a matron wearing white, too. Mm-hmm. But it was white, and it was very, she has a nice figure, and it looked really good.
It was very tight.
I think she made a more striking image than the bride.
She did.
Yeah, to me. She did. In the dress department, she did.
Okay. It was very tight.
And the kiss, everybody was making a big deal of the kiss. They gave us two little smooches on the balcony.
Thank you. Awesome. You know, I'm happy for it when two people come together and, you know, magic is created and they're all in love and they get married. But come on.
Two smooches. They waited till after they got behind closed doors. Like, come on, give me a real kiss now, please.
But they've been together so long. You know, it's nothing special. Phone ringing. But yeah, so, okay, Beyonce getting booed on the red carpet.
About time.
What was that about?
It was about her, Beyonce, if you're listening to Delicious Talk, there's a point where I think some of these celebrities lose touch with reality. And she was wearing this tight dress, so tight that she couldn't even climb the stairs. But they were booing her because she wouldn't stop to talk to the reporters or stop for photos or whatever. But yes, Jay-Z and someone else had to help her walk up the stairs, carry her basically, because she couldn't walk up the steps. The dress was too tight. And it's like, okay, it's beautiful and everything, but what is the point in you wearing something you cannot climb a few steps in? I think that is ridiculous, and it detracts from the beauty of the dress, because you look so ridiculous.
She looked like a black mermaid, because it was just like, it was mermaid figure. It was like, what, the gold and black, right?
Yeah, I mean, the dress was okay, and her breasts were like about to fall out. But it was too tight. It's like, did you gain weight in between the time this dress was fitted?
Well, you know she got that Lifetime card to Papa.
You're so stupid.
I think she used it because this thing was very tight and she could not climb the stairs. It was again, hilarious. Maybe.
What it red was carpet not tight. Was this?
Something
this
in New York.
This was at an opening of a museum in New York.
Yeah, a lot of celebrities were there.
Celebrities were there. But Nadine, just to clarify, it was not tight, it was tight.
Okay. It was very, very tight. Too tight, Beyonce. Too tight. There's no sense in that. Okay, and what about President Bush, going back to President Bush declining President Obama's invitation to go to Ground Zero today? What do you make of that?
I didn't think much of it. He wants to stay out of the limelight. You heard what he said on Oprah. He's like, leave me alone, pretty much. Did you not see how that man ran like a bat out of hell the day he left President Obama in the White House?
Because you know what? Bush, to me, was a face card. Bush was a puppet. He was never really president. He was on vacation much of his presidency. So, yeah, he was always playing golf or, you know, whatever, on his ranch. So I think he just, you know, it's like he knows he ruined our country. He put us in trillions of dollars in debt, the deficit, ran it up after he got it at a surplus. He wants to hang his head in shame, basically. So that's why I think he declined it. He doesn't want to go anywhere.
You want to hang out with the man, but you said he...
Well, we're talking politics now. I'm talking on a personal basis. He seems like a cool guy. He's a fun guy. But as a president, it was a joke. And they robbed the U.S. Treasury. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, that's another topic.
Okay, so that's our hot topics for this week. And we hope you'll join us next week. And thank you for leaving all your comments.
Please feel free. Leave lots and lots of comments. We love hearing from you guys.
Yes. Thank you. A couple of names I remember. Blair, Connie. Can't remember. Yeah. But thank you guys so much for supporting us. And we'll see you next week.
All right. You'll hear us next week.
Yes.
All right, guys.
Bye.
Bye.